just like you've seen them.
Okay, yeah, okay, I've seen
them
like
that. Then you gap them out to hold them together, and you don't nail them.
Mm-hmm.
They're just cut out, notched out, and laid up high as you want them. So you take your logs and split them up as fine as you want to make your rails.
Right.
Then start laying them all the way around.
And you didn't fasten them with anything?
Oh, no.
That's why I can't understand how they stay together.
Because they was notched out. They fit down in there. You take the chip.
Oh, just like if you were building a log cabin or something,
that's
notching
right.
out the same way.
Uh-huh. And you never did nail it.
Well, then that explains how they stay together. Okay. Didn't know that. You were talking about your chicken wire. What did you fasten that to?
You just put up posts.
You put a post.
To nail it. Post.
Did you ever make, what type of a fence did you put around the house?
Well, most of them call it palings.
Palings.
Yeah, that's just saw you off planks and saw them up narrow like that, put your rod in, just to what's called a picket fence.
Picket fence. Okay. And did you ever make any out of loose rocks or stones or a wall or anything?
Well, you could build what you call a rock wall. That's to hold your yard, keep from washing away dirt from washing out of your yard. It's called a rock wall. Because
did
you use cement to get your rocks, hold them together.
You didn't do that too often, or did you?
Oh, no. Anybody done that, they was well off to fix a yard like that.
Right. We're just about to finish it up. I guess the only other thing we haven't really talked about is, did you ever collect water in any type of container, rainwater?
We have, take a bath in. Put your tub out there,
mm-hmm.
let it rain in there, then see the sun would knock a chill off. Then bring it in, take a bath in the tub.
Did you ever have any container to catch the water coming off the edge of the house?
Well, no, because we had plenty of well water.
Right.
But there's some folks have caught it and watered the mules and cows where they didn't have a branch running through the pasture.
Okay, what were they catching in? It'll be a big round, tall container. Do they use a big round, tall container by any chance instead of a tub?
Well, they call them kegs. That was a barrel,
uh-huh.
stuff like that. See, a keg was small. And the big one was called a barrel.
Okay, that reminded me now. I didn't ask you when we were talking about houses yesterday. You know, the metal edging that goes along the house, that water runs down through, what do you call that?
Well, that's a... It won't come to me. I know what you're talking about. No, valley's a tin.
It's kind of like a little small trough that runs along the edge of the house.
I know what you're talking about, but I can't call the name
don't
right now.
Don't worry about it. It's fine. I just happen to
gutters.
Remember. Oh, right. Okay. I just happen to remember. And we are just about running out of this small stuff. Okay. You mentioned putting in your plumbing. You mentioned how you got the water out of the well. How do you get it in the house?
The pump.
Okay.
You got a pump.
Okay, and it comes out of what over here at the sink?
Faucet.
Okay, let's go off there. Okay, did you ever use, what did you use to, let's say you're going to pour a liquid from a big container into a smaller one?
Funnel.
Okay. You mentioned, if you were going to sell your potatoes and you were going to ship them someplace else or else, what would you put them in?
You get what you call a market basket. Baskets.
Would you put it in anything that you could tie together?
We could put them in croaker sacks.
Okay, you put them, okay. We talked about the wheat that you took to a meal. Was there any special amount or just all that you... Well, you raised at that time, right?
No, you just care so much at the time and have it ground up and you keep your wheat in a house.
Oh, I misunderstood. Okay. How much did you take at any one time?
Well, you take, say, 5 or 6 bushels at a time and have it ground up and bring it home and put it in. We have what we call a flour barrel. Keep that flour barrel full.
Oh, and your wheat would keep if you didn't grind it.
That's right.
What was the problem with